Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for refreshing. Thank you for renewing. And thank you for another day of breath. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting at verse 1. It says, to everything there is a what? A season. A season. A time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to what? Keep. And a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. See, not every task you get is from you. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that the one can find... no one can find out what the work that God does from the beginning to the end. I know that nothing is better for them than to what? Rejoice and do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor, all of his labor. It is a gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it. And nothing can be taken from it. God does it that man should fear him before him. That which is has already been, and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. We are at a time right now, and teaching is called Season of Open Doors. And in a season of, we are in a time of, first of all, a season of global purpose directed by heaven is what's happening right now. We are in a season of global purpose directed by heaven. Moments in time to change the course of history. It happens every 4 years. Every 4 years, there are events that lead up to the change, moving humanity to the next level of reality. If you've noticed, sometimes we go, man, I can't believe how many things have happened in the last 50 years. Well, there's an event and change that God does every 4 years, because every 4 years is one season prophetically. Does everybody understand? Is everybody with me? So every 4 years is a season, prophetically. But in the world, in the physical world, there's four seasons in 1 year. Amen? So again, I want to say this again. We are in a season of global purpose directed by heaven. These are moments in time to change the course of history. Every 4 years, there's an event that lead up to change, moving humanity to the next level of reality. If you notice, we're becoming more and more in the next level of reality. And in this, every 4 years, these events that happen, us personally don't record every 4 years an event changing man. But if you realize where we are now compared to where we were, there's an advance of reality more and more and more. God doesn't do it overnight. Amen. He brings us through the process so that we change. And he prepares us for what's coming. Amen. Isaiah 43, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are what? Quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, says the Lord. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, and the jackals and ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. It's a season of open doors of opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. This can only be accomplished by the pouring out of his spirit and anointing prepared by former seasons. All of this is prepared by former seasons. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not get it. He is not going to receive these things and be able to interpret them. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can they know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Again, deep things of God are revealed by his Spirit only to his divine positioned children to support the next level reality in a new season. In a what? New season. We have entered the next 4 years. Remember, Trump was gone for a season, 4 years. He's been returned. So we know that in these next 4 years, as Trump is inaugurated, these next 4 years are going to be intense. Because we're in a season of next level. What we leave behind will be another level left behind. There's another level being established right now. We don't know how big this level is going. We don't know how much technology, what's going on. But we know that we are in a season of the greatest next level opportunity ever in the history of humanity. These next 4 years, they'll be going to be open doors like you've never seen before. There's going to be many things. There's going to be more exposure. There's going to be more wickedness revealed. There's going to be things revealed that we just did never really know. There's going to be technology revealed. There's going to be parts of the earth that are going to be exposed that we didn't know. Maybe different creatures or whatever. Who knows? I mean, they're showing more and more Nephilim. I mean, they're getting married. I just saw on YouTube this woman. She was about 7'6". I don't know, marrying this guy. He looked like he was 3 foot, but I mean, looked like she just touched heaven. But again, that's just inherited gene. Amen. It doesn't mean that she's evil. It means that it's just an inherited gene. I believe every basketball player's got an inherited Nephilim gene. Same thing with football players. They're ginormous. It's just been matured more. All of us have that part of the gene in us. We're a bunch of mutts. But some of those genes have, I don't know, they got under some kind of light or something. Something happened to them, man. That's all I know. Poof. Whoa. I don't know what they were fed when they were kids. I don't know, you know. But something caused them to grow tremendously. Amen? Now, again, deep things of God are revealed by His Spirit only to His divine positioned children to support the next level of reality in a new season. It will be a season with salt. It's a season of what? Salt. Everyone say salt. It's a season with salt. Ooh, hallelujah. Colossians 4, verse 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other. There's going to be a more aggressive approach in a gentle way, but backed by boldness of the anointing. Does everybody understand that? There's going to be an aggressive, because we are going to be more seasoned with salt. Because we're in that season right now. It could be the last season. Who knows? 2 Timothy chapter 4. I don't think it is. I think we got a couple more seasons to go through. But in the meantime, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. I charge you there before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. That's a salty person. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Whoa. Convince, rebuke, exhort, teach to turn them away from deception and harm. We've got to be more bold. We're going to be more salty. We don't realize. That's why Jesus called us. He said, if it's salt loses its flavor, what good is it? Amen? Matthew 5:13. You are the what? Salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Woohoo! We are the salt of the earth. Don't fall into lukewarm state of being. And that's one of the ploys of the enemy. He tries to get us to compromise into that lukewarmness. Amen? In Numbers 18, verse 19. I'll heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer to the Lord. I have given to you and your sons and daughters. With you are you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of what? salt forever before the Lord with you and with your descendants with you. It is a covenant of what? Salt. What is salt? It stings. Amen? Salt stings. And your words are going to sting. It also heals. God's word's going to heal. And it also preserves. Three things salt is used for. It stings, it heals, and preserves. And that's why God has given us his word that doesn't return void. Amen? Is everybody okay? Season of open doors. Wow, these open doors, we're going to be seasoned with salt. We are under a salt covenant with God. And he's calling us to go forth in a boldness like never before. You can't do it in your, you can't just say, well, I'm going to be bold today. You can't. The Spirit of the Lord is what makes you bold. Because you can be bold in the flesh and not in the spirit. And you're going to cause problems. Amen? So I'm going to give a word of the Lord for this year. The 2025 year is the year of open doors. In Revelation chapter 3, let's go there for a moment, in verse 7. And it says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, and he who has the key of David. He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. What's he talking about? Doors. Opens and shuts doors. This is what the Lord gave to me, and I'm going to share with you. He said, I am the gatekeeper of all creations. And the time has come for creation to see the unseen. My invitations are not according to human standard of the carnal mind, but according to the mind of the Spirit that will lead my people through the door, open door, just as I led Israel through the Red Sea. The door is of great importance, and the adversary is on high alert to prevent the crossing through. As the veil was ripped in the temple, and a new reality release, so will the other side of the door work as an entrance port to a new beginning of blessed reality of heaven's favor. The world will not see me, but will see my works through my body and through my businesses. They will see the wickedness of evil that that has enslaved them with deception and lies. Many will want an invitation to the entrance of my door for relief of guilt and shame. The money changers will beg for mercy because the true reality exposes the blood on their hands. I am the good shepherd that restores my voice like never before. I will speak in many ways through chaos, fear, sorrow, confusion, weather, arrest, imprisonments, death, and despair. Only my children will interpret the correct message of my love and mercy. Humanity will never be the same, and many will mourn who did not choose to follow me. Compassion for humanity will increase, and unity will get the job done. We are at the beginning of the end, and my written word will spring to life like never before. My presence will be seen on my people, and the joy of the Lord will be their strength. And in Isaiah 55, you don't have to go there. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you have no money. Come, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not good, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is healthy, and let your soul delight in its abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of Donald Trump, indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, as a leader and a commander for the people. Surely you will call America great again, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. We have entered a time of great witness to the world, that will continue to unfold, bringing fear in the enemy's camp while preparing for the release of my two witnesses. Chaos will grip the hearts of many, causing doubt and unbelief and wrong choices. The enemy will step in and offer artificial healing through its AI technology, but will not cure. I am the healer that is permanent, not temporary. Many will fall prey to AI and will be taken captive to do the will of the devil. The desire for wealth will increase and will open doors to much evil. The enemy will come with a great flood of fear and anxiety, pulling many out of position and forgetting my promises of my words. False religions will create much war between them due to the deceptive beliefs induced by Satan. The love of many will grow cold and will be replaced with lust of the world. You will begin to see the separation between the wheat and the tares like never before, while exposing the hidden agenda of evil. Fear not, I hold in the palm of my hand the remnants of my Joseph Ministries and their companies, which are my ministries. I will bless those that have supported my ministries and begin to dismantle those that refused. I have broken the locks of the locations that the enemy have secretly hidden and stored great possessions that belong to my people. These possessions will assist their call, purpose, and destiny to fulfill my will. Do not be so concerned about world events and activities. They are distractions. Stay close in my secret place and be sensitive to my voice, knowing I will guide you through so your light will shine in the dark time of blessing. A dark time of blessing. We're going to close at Revelation 3, verse 20. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So we see we have entered a year of open doors. There's going to be many opportunities that are coming. But there's going to be many false doors that will open. This is where you and I must be filled and discerned so that we can tell what is of God and what is not of God. There is a simple prayer: Lord, open the doors that are of you and shut the doors that are not. Amen. That's a very simple prayer. But we have entered this season. It's the favor of the Lord. You'll see an extension of his favor, purpose, and will for the next 4 years will increase. Time will begin to move faster. I'm going to say it again. Time will begin to move faster. You will sense that in the spirit. It won't cause you to be anxious or fearful, but you'll know that time is moving and you want to be more sensitive to what God is doing so you can move right along with him. Amen. That's why he's sharing this with us. And this is the time. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. There's going to be such a transfer of wealth. Things are going to be happening all over the globe. This is not just a U.S. event. This is a global event. And God has placed Donald Trump, not because he's special, because God chose him, which makes him anointed. Amen. He's placed him in this position to fulfill. He could not be bought out. He has all of them. He doesn't need to be bought out. Amen. God had a purpose why he chose Donald Trump. Amen. And we don't have to figure out why God chose him. We just know that he did, and he's fulfilling his promise according to Isaiah and his purpose. What a time to be alive. Amen. So don't miss the open doors, and don't step in the wrong one. Praise God. So, Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you for your word today. Let it be protected and sealed by the blood of Jesus and the anointing of Christ. And let us remember as we set you before us, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.